food has been delivered by helicopter to a coal carrier off North Queensland coast after its crew sent out a plea for help, claiming they were being underfed and hadn't been paid. The Greek-owned Villa d'Este has been waiting for at least a week offshore to collect a shipment from BHP's Hay Point terminal at Mackay. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority will carry out an official inspection of the bulk carrier when it comes into the port next week. Cathy Van Extel has more.
It was about a week ago, a number of my inspectors around the country received the same email from the crew of the flag of convenience vessel Villa d'Este, claiming that they had no food and that they had no onboard wages.
Dean Summers is the national coordinator of the International Transport Workers Federation. He's supplied a copy of the email purported to have been written by a crew member of the Villa d'Este.
Dear ITF, this is one crew of MV Villa d'Este. We are now at Hay Point, Australia anchorage. Please help us, sir, because we have no food already and no salary. Also, the captain is no good. The budget of our food per day is $8, but the captain only gives us $4. We are hungry. Please help. Thank you for your best response.
Dean Summers says the ITF immediately tried to contact the owners of the vessel, the Greek-based Evelyn Shipping Company. It also made a request with BHP to gain access to the terminal for an inspection of the ship, which was initially due to be loaded this week.
We've sent the owners a number of emails. There's been nothing to come back. The Australian agents, you know, just represent the owners, so they're not important in this instance. So the owners have refused to communicate with us. BHP have refused to communicate other than to say we don't have access and we're left with very little opportunity to protect the rights and indeed the health and safety of these workers. I see that the owners through the press have said that everybody's happy on board and that they've been made to sign a paper to say they're happy, so that must prove it. And they've responded by threatening to sue the ITF.
In a statement, BHP says the MV Villa d'Este is not a vessel controlled or chartered by BHP.
It is not BHP's right to grant access to the ship. We've communicated to the ITF, should they wish to inspect the vessel, they're required to contact the vessel's owner via the vessel agent to request access. While the ITF asked to inspect the vessel when it was due to load at Hay Point Coal Terminal, access to the site is restricted to people who are essential to loading operations and those with authority to access. This is to ensure the safety and security of the terminal and the safety of the 400 people who work there. If the ITF have any urgent concerns, they can take these to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. While MV Villa d'Este is anchored off Hay Point, an inspection could occur via a boat or helicopter with approval of the vessel owner and master.
BHP also states that due to production scheduling, berthing of the vessel at the terminal had been delayed by approximately 1 week, and reports of poor conditions and food shortages were of deep concern. It says the Australian Maritime Safety Authority has confirmed that there is sufficient food on board. AMSA, which has powers under the Maritime Labour Convention, became involved last Friday when the International Transport Workers Federation raised the alarm. In a written statement, AMSA has confirmed that it has spoken to the ship's agent and vessel's master, who supplied photographs of the storerooms on board, confirming there were sufficient provisions until the 15th of February. The master informed AMSA an order of extra provisions had already been ordered, and this was confirmed with the ship's agent and providore. These additional provisions were supplied to the vessel yesterday via helicopter. AMSA says its inquiries into non-payment of crew wages is ongoing. Dean Summers says AMSA will inspect the vessel when it berths in Hay Point next week.
As soon as the ship comes alongside, I believe at the moment it's due on the 18th of this month, AMSA will meet the ship on arrival and inspect the crew, the stores and the wage records, as well as everything else. And I would expect they would do a full AMSA inspection of the ship.
That's Dean Summers from the International Transport Workers Federation, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And RN Breakfast did contact the owners of the ship, the Villa d'Este. They sent us a statement, which you can find on our website. It says, the master's response was that no such complaint has been made by any crew member, neither for this or for any other reason. To the contrary, the crew are happy with the conditions on board the vessel. The crew were certainly never starving, and and neither have they not been paid. Both statements are completely inaccurate and therefore nothing short of libelous. That's a comment from the owners of the ship.